Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
Some of the earlier times that we were in Mogadishu, and about 90% of the foodstuffs, medicines were getting looted at the port, and the United Nations were trying to decide whether that they would step up or the Western government step up. I would take a survey team, myself, Omar, and four or five guards, and see if we could find pockets of Somalis that really couldn't even get the last kilometer to the coast where there might be the possibility of some foodstuffs. And because there on the coast of Somalia, I could go to the market and there'd be a few tomatoes, and I bought a can of Pepsi Cola that had been sitting there probably 12 years. And this is certainly not brand endorsement, because it tastes like it'd been sitting there for 12 years. And you could buy a few potatoes and pieces of camo, and then you could buy a landmine and an AK-47 and a bazooka. And a lot of times the weapons were cheaper than the food. And so this one day I went out to sort of the innermost parts of Mogadishu where no one, it's like dead man's land, not no man's land, it was dead man's land. And it's just, you notice there's not a cat, there's not a rat, there's not a dog, there's not a cricket, it's just dead. And all of a sudden, you know, in the back of your head, there's something going on that doesn't fit, and you know, you need to be aware or scared or something. And I realized it was children singing. And I thought, where in the world is this coming from? And so we're going through this, warren of a streets and trying to follow the sign and come to the gate. And I beat on the gate and I've got my guards behind me. And this old skinny guard sticks his head out the gate, and he has a gun that didn't work, you know, 60 years ago. And so he opens up this squeaky gate and lets me inside. And there's about 50, 60 children sitting on the ground singing, with one woman in front of them, leading them in song. And I just sort of weaved my way around these children, and walked up to this Somali woman. And she stops singing and she looks at me and she says, "You love Jesus, don't you?" And I asked her, "Why would you ask me that first off?" And she said, "Nobody else would come looking for us rather than somebody that loves Jesus."
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.